This is Fresh Air. Now we have our weekly look at what's new in jazz. Singer Tony Bennett has had his greatest commercial successes with pop songs like I Left My Heart in San Francisco and I Want to Be Around. But from the very beginning of his career, there's also been another side to Tony Bennett. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has this review of the new album, Tony Bennett Jazz.
When I'm looking at you, I hear out of this world the music that no mortal ever knew. You're right.
We could bicker all day, I suppose, about whether Tony Bennett is a jazz singer. The problem is that jazz singing is usually defined by example. Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, you name your favorites and I'll name mine. But you see the problem. By limiting the discussion to examples, we arrive at a value judgment rather than a working definition. It reminds me of something the essayist Ellen Willis said about the feminist anti-porn movement. According to Willis, their argument boils down to this: what turns me on is erotica, what turns you on is smut. The corollary would be, what pleases me is jazz at its most creative, what pleases you is pop at its most banal. Obviously, we need a better definition than that. I'm not planning to offer one, and even if I were, I'm not sure my definition would include Tony Bennett. But finally, what does it matter whether he's a jazz singer? What really matters in all vernacular singing is taste in material and accompaniment, and the proper balance of emotion to technique. Tony Bennett is leagues ahead of most of his competitors on all these counts, and like most quality pop singers, there's a little bit of Louis Armstrong in the way he hears and responds to rhythm. Bennett is to Frank Sinatra as Ella Fitzgerald is to Billie Holiday, which is to say that he's a consummate performer, but he doesn't drag deep, so he's not the stuff of which cult figures are made. In other words, there's a tendency to take Tony Bennett for granted, and I don't think we should. Columbia has just issued a two-record anthology called Tony Bennett Jazz. It draws from sessions recorded between 1954 and 1967 with top-name jazz instrumentalists like Art Blakey, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, Herbie Hancock, and the Count Basie Orchestra. Bennett holds his own in this fast company. Ironically, though, the tracks on which he comes closest to phrasing with jazz-like intimacy are two featuring just him and pianist Ralph Sharon, his longtime accompanist and arranger. Let's listen to one of those tracks now. This is Street of Dreams.
At a king, kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, as long as love is sure on the street of dreams. As love is sure on the street of dreams.
Tony Bennett at his absolute best, singing Street of Dreams from the new two-record anthology Tony Bennett Jazz. It's a marvelous collection on the whole, even though it includes some dated arrangements. Is it really jazz? I don't know the answer, so I'll tell you what I do know. Jazz and pop once shared a common repertoire, the songs of Arlen, Berlin, Gershwin, Kern, Porter, Ellington. That's no longer true. Why it's no longer true is a complicated matter, but suffice it to say that jazz has changed in the wake of Charlie Parker and John Coltrane. Pop, too, has changed since Elvis Presley and the Beatles. It's probably too late to hope for a reconciliation, and I'm not altogether sure a reconciliation would be for the best at this point, but I am sure that there are few pleasures greater than the simple pleasure of hearing a beautiful song beautifully sung. Tony Bennett delivers that pleasure consistently, and it's a pleasure it would be foolish for jazz fans to forgo.
Francis Davis reviewed Tony Bennett Jazz. Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and The Philadelphia Inquirer.